Next time I will take their own time too. By the way, Mukuna, stand up. Let's pick a text from Proverbs chapter 30, verse 18 and verse 19.
There be three things which are too wonderful for me.
Listen very well. I say we should stand up. I say all the men stood up. Some sisters are still sitting down. They asked one man, he said, why are all your employers, your employees, why are they all men? And he said, it's because the men can endure insults and they are not in a hurry to go back home. So that is why. So sisters, it's not easy to deal with you. Don't make your house uncomfortable until your husband, after work, he will still remain to do extra work. No go rush, you go home. But the women, charm before time, they don't take off. They don't go. Praise the Lord. Are they all up now? We're picking a text. Now, Proverbs 30, verse 18.
There be three things which are too wonderful for me.
Uh-huh.
Yea, four which I know not. The way of an eagle in the air.
Uh-huh.
The way of a serpent upon a rock.
They don't do. Now these two I want. No need to go to verse 19. That first two again.
The way of an eagle in the air.
Uh-huh.
The way of a serpent upon a rock.
Uh-huh. Today I will start with the way of an eagle in the air. Then next time I will come with a serpent on a rock. Father, come and grant us understanding of your word in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you. Be seated. We're looking at an exhortation I titled The Way of an Eagle in the Air. The Way of an Eagle in the Air. And this is very, very important, especially in moments like this, where the Christian faith has been turned upside down. Psalm 103, verse 7. Psalm 103, verse 7.
He made known his ways unto Moses.
God, in the wilderness, in the journey from Egypt to the promised land, there is a man that knew his ways. But the children of Israel, what did they see?
His acts unto the children of Israel.
They only know miracles, signs, and wonders, but how to relate with this God they don't know. And they make a shipwreck of their faith. That is why many of them couldn't enter the promised land. And for the past sermons, I've been trying to make us understand God's ways. In Psalm 147, and verse 19 and verse 20, he stressed something there.
He showeth his word unto Jacob.
You see?
His statutes and his judgment unto Israel.
Uh-huh.
He had not dealt so with any nation.
He has not, yes, because no other nation knew God's word, knew how to relate with the living God.
And as for his judgments, they have not known them. Praise the Lord.
But his ways are revealed to his bride. That is the difference. Hallelujah. Proverbs 24, verse 3 and verse 3, 4, and 5.
True wisdom
is listen very well.
True wisdom is an house builded. And by understanding, it is established.
Uh-huh.
And by knowledge shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches.
By what?
By knowledge,
uh-huh,
shall the chambers be filled with all precious and pleasant riches.
By knowledge. Uh-huh. Verse 5.
A wise man is strong. Yea, a man of knowledge increases strength.
Your strength, spiritual strength, is increased by what you know. And that is what I want you to know, a few things. As we go the journey of this faith from earth to glory, as we relate with this God. Read that Proverbs 30 again. and verse 18.
There be three things which are too wonderful for me. Yeah, four.
There are four things
which I know not.
Four things that are so wonderful until it's difficult to understand. And two of those four things is what we want to look at. But in case you are seeing this scripture for the first time, let's read the four things. What are they?
The way of an eagle in the air.
Yes.
The way of a serpent upon the rock.
Yes.
The way of a sheep in the midst of the sea.
Uh-huh.
And the way of a man with a maid.
The first one is the way of the eagle in the air. The second one is the way of a serpent. The next one is what?
The way of a sheep in the midst of the sea.
What is it that directs a sheep? It cannot sink and it doesn't miss her direction. And the way of a man with his girlfriend, with a woman. That one. God ministered that to me about a month ago. And that was when the Lord ministered to me that when a man, I've told you people, I use it to counsel some sisters. When you see your husband, you suspect your husband is going out with women outside. Then you, when he come home, you go, they fight them, they tear in cloth, no, give them food, they frown. Hey, will that stop? If a man decides to go out with a woman, there is nothing any human being can do to stop it. The only reason that they will stop it is if the two of them begin fighting themselves. Therefore, I've given you a prayer point. Fight, make them fight themselves, scatter them. But while they are doing that, show the man love and care. If not, you go find another woman. Don't tell you now. But that's not where I am going. That one are for marriage matters. But for today, the way of an eagle in the air. I preached this message some time ago, some years back. And I remember that while I was preaching that message, I made statements like, the eagle is the bird that flies the highest among all birds, and is the strongest among all birds, all thanks to Google. We are just repeating what some great man of God spoke. William Branham said it, so we repeat it without cross-checking. Among the strongest birds in the air, the eagle is not even among the first 10. Among the birds that fly the highest, the eagle is not even among the first 10. If I tried to get the number, I couldn't get which number because they were concentrated on the first 10. Eagle was not mentioned. But why is God using the eagle, you know, symbolically to teach us spiritual things? Because there are some characteristics of the eagle that we can learn faith from. It is a description. Amen. Of God, if we see why he uses the eagle describes God's role as a protector from the characteristic of the eagle. The eagle is also a teacher. The eagle is also a guide. So he uses that to guide the Israelites using the image of an eagle to convey these ideas of God's protection, God's guidance. Very, very important. But more importantly, there's a characteristic of an eagle that we are to learn. Because that eagle is a metaphor for describing the transition of a believer from adolescence to adulthood. I'm talking about faith, Christian faith. When you give your life to Christ, you are described as a baby in the spirit. But you have to grow to perfection, to perfection. Let's look at a characteristic of one or two of the characteristics of the eagle. In Job chapter 39, verse 27 to verse 30. Listen.
Though the eagle mount up at thy command and make a nest on high.
Where does she make her head, nest?
On high.
On high.
She dwelleth and abideth on the rock.
Uh-huh.
Upon the crag of the rock from and the strong place. From thence she seeketh the prey, and her eyes behold afar off.
Uh-huh.
A young ones also suck up blood, and where the slain are, there is she.
That is one characteristic. Please read it again from verse 27. Listen very carefully.
Does the eagle mount up at thy command?
See where the eagle dwells. See where she dwells and makes her nest. Where?
And makes a nest on high.
Very high. What is a nest for? That is where it's going to give birth to the young ones. That's where it's going to lay her eggs. But it places it very high on a rock. They call it the crag of the rock. That means it is a special portion of the rock. That portion, and it is high on a rock, is not crawling things that cannot get to that height to disturb that nest and to disturb the children that are hatched there, the eaglets. Go on.
Verse 29, from then she seeketh the prey.
It is from that position it looks for what to eat.
And her eyes behold afar off.
The characteristic of the eagle's eyes is that it sees very far. The eye are very sharp. The higher it goes, the clearer it sees.
A young ones also suck up blood. And where the slain are, there is she.
What do they suck?
Blood.
What do they suck?
Blood.
The young ones suck blood. Did Jesus not offer us his blood? Amen. Where he places the nest and hatches the eaglets, they remain safe there. And listen, in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4, 5, and 6, this is the way he put it concerning us, so that you know why he likened us to the eagle now.
But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us,
uh-huh,
even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ.
Yes.
By grace ye are saved, and has raised us up together.
He has raised us up together.
And made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
Where did he make us to sit?
In the heavenly places.
In heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Where is Christ seated? Ephesians chapter 1, from verse 15. Keep reading it to verse 22.
Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who uh-huh believe,
uh-huh,
according to the working of his mighty power,
uh-huh,
which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand.
Where?
In the heavenly places.
Where again? Verse
far 21. Above all principality
far
and power.
Far above all principalities and power, verse 21.
And might and dominion.
Uh-huh.
And every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come.
Uh-huh.
And hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church.
If we are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, and chapter 1 says this is where Christ is seated, far above principalities and powers. Do you see now why he said, no weapon of the enemy fashioned against us shall prosper? Do you now see where he said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty? I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, God's protection. If you are in Christ spiritually, that is your position. I pray I'll be able to say something that will increase the faith muscles of somebody here. Praise the Lord. I pray that somebody, you will understand why we need faith to continue in this Christian journey. Listen, Christians, when you come to Christ, we don't walk with Christ by miracles. Miracles are not for the children of God. You yourself, we are for signs and wonders. Miracles proceed from us, not come to us. Praise God. They will do also, and more than what he did, they will do. So when I call people, this is how, if you come to Brother Assembly, you are connected to this ministry. Whatever you see any of the ministers do publicly here is to tell you that you too, you can do it. Not that it is reserved for the pastor. Whatever you see me demonstrate here, it is to let you know that you too, you can do it. Therefore, go and practice it. I am not pointing you to myself. I am showing you evidence that the land we are going in, Joshua, is a truly a land of milk and honey, and see the evidence of the grapes. So you to go in and plug your own grave. You can't remain a baby forever. Every time, pastor, pastor, prophet, prophet. And some of you sitting down here, even in this healing gift, your own is even higher than my own. But you have refused to use it. How will you know? I told you the testimony. I shared the testimony with you. Years back, when I was praying to God, every time I'll be praying, Lord, I need the grace. I need the grace for pregnant women. Pregnant women, whenever I see them, I get very, very worried. Lord, I need grace so that when I pray for pregnant women, they will be pregnant. I kept praying for a long time. One day, I knelt, I was praying, and the voice spoke to me. How will you know I have answered you? I can never forget that day. I stood up where I knelt down, and I looked so stupid, so foolish. I started laughing at myself. And that is how many of us pray. If you want to know whether he has answered you or not, oh yeah, now go and pray for pregnant women now. That's what you're supposed to do before you say, he has not answered me. What are you waiting for? You're waiting for your hand to vibrate. You're waiting for God to say, I have commissioned you. Didn't he say, this sign shall follow them that believe? Are you not a believer? This is the purpose of all this thing we teach. He said, ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be my witnesses. What I am sharing with you is witnessing the truth of the gospel. I have experienced it. Now I can share it with you that it is possible. That there is a God that answers prayers. There is a God that heals. Anytime I fall sick, I call upon him. He has healed me. I have prayed for people. He has also healed them. Therefore, I can tell you that scripture is true. Did that scripture say it's for the pastor? For them that believe. For them that believe. Listen, church. The church shall live by, not by miracle. No. By faith. See. Listen. Fulfill my joy. Practice what I teach, because the vindication of what I teach to be the truth is a testimony that you will have when you also do the same thing I do. That is how we know that what I preach is the truth. I am not a motivational speaker. I am a practical believer. Because the Christian faith is an evidence-based faith. It's not English. That's why you don't need Bible school for it. It's not grammar. Therefore, your diction, your English eloquence has nothing to do with the gospel of salvation. The name Jesus, every language has a description of that Jesus, and he honors it. Because he knows who you mean, who you are referring to. So when we teach here, please practice it. Don't think there are some of you that make one funny mistake. Don't do that. You come to church, and then you come and say, no, it's Pastor Moses I want to pray for me. No other person should pray for you, it's Pastor Moses. Then I'll look at the person. Now, you make it look as if I pray for you, it's a privilege for me to pray for you. You are giving me an honor to pray for you. Do you know, if you say Pastor Moses must pray, that is, now what will he give me? What did I do you? Why do you want to give me that kind of work? Pastor, I'm inviting somebody to the church. Now you, I will make you attend to the person. And the person talking, for the past 4 years, you know, give me handkerchief for gift. They is giving me work. And what you are trying to do is, in your own way, you are trying to say, I acknowledge God's grace in your life. Is that what you think this preacher likes? If that is what I like, then why do I have all these ministers sitting down here? They have offices. Why don't we only me get office? Some of them, their offices is more beautiful than my own. There are people that are in this church for 10 years, they never enter my office. But every weekend, you will see them with envelope and Ghana must go back. I'm going to Prophet Sydney. Single sisters, go to Prophet Sydney. And then, immediately they come back from China, you go see them with big bag left and right. Now, Prophet, Prophet Benjamin, Prophet Joseph, every Sunday, since Prophet Benjamin came, he is using one different shoe. Even the one you're wearing now, you're wearing it for the first time today. Where is it? Never wear them before. I never see you that shoe before. Where is Benjamin? Can you imagine? Imagine. This is my own. Now, 4 years ago, somebody dashed me. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, that is on the lighter side. The truth is, I am called to help everybody to stand. 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 Hallelujah. There was a soldier that called me, an online member. I've never met him, but I just saw the text. He had an accident and is paralyzed and is now retired. But he believes that they cheated him. And since he learned that the guy of the pension board is an Air Force general, and he heard that I am a former Air Force officer, I could help. They cheated him. Well, why I remember it is, I told him, I don't know whoever is there now. Maybe it was long after I left. That one said he came here, I don't know, but I don't know him. But I know one of the people. Anyway, I called one of the former chairmen, who is a friend and a mate. And I call him, I say, look, I know you will say I want to disturb you. I don't want to disturb you. Look, I am in the ministry of hell. What I am doing as a minister of God is to help people. With the grace God gave me, I help people. And with a connection, as I talk, so now you go see phone call. You go see phone call. Daddy, help me. I want to enter NDA. Help me. I want to join soldier. Help me. I said that, please, so don't say I'm disturbing you. See the problem this person has. No vex, so sir, they call you. Say, make you help one sergeant. That is my job. And of course, he helped him.
Hallelujah.
So, what I'm saying is, that is my calling. That is my ministry. Is to help you to stand. Spiritually stand. Financially stand. Physically in your health stand. That is the purpose of the ministry. So whenever I teach, I am not pointing you to me. I am pointing you to a source where we draw from. So that as I stand, you can stand even better than me. Yes. Praise the Lord. So when I teach, please fulfill my joy. Go and practice it. Then you will soon find out that there is no special anointing I have. It's the same anointing you have. The difference is a knowledge I have and the willingness to put that knowledge to practice. For faith without works is dead. Don't wait till you see vision before you pray for a sick person. Your son is sick in the night, not his sleep. You are there looking for phone numbers of prophets. You will jump from this prophet. When you see you finish, we jump another one. Finish. Jump another one. We even found out that on Thursday, some people come and collect four forms. One for Sydney. One for Joseph. One for this. One for that. So when they come up from here, they enter here again. When they come up from here, they enter here again. Hey, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. They are the same kind of people that they go to churches in Abuja, worry, and Ikotu and everywhere, and anything, they say, buy this, they will buy. For your healing, buy handkerchief, buy anointing oil, buy water, buy this. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. This is the whole purpose, to give you knowledge, nothing more, bread of Jesus Christ. And this is very simple. It is knowledge. Very, very simple. Because it's not your power you are using. It is the word of God. And he keeps his word. He honors his word. But before you get there, is what I want to let you know. Hallelujah. In Deuteronomy, I believe that is a scripture. Praise the Lord. Chapter 32. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 11 and verse 12. Listen very well.
As an eagle teareth up a nest.
Listen very well.
Fluttereth over a young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings. So the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him.
Now this is the way of the eagle in the air. This particular verse. Read it again.
As an eagle stirreth up a nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh
them.
She
does what? She stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, and beareth them on her wings. Verse 12.
So the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him.
That is Israel. What is the way of the eagle? Now listen, this is how the eagle operates, and that is how God operates. In the few minutes I have, let me see if I can drop something here. The eagle selects where to hatch her young. On top of a mountain. nothing can crawl there and disturb the eggs. Hatches them there. But that, listen very well, that nest is made up of feathers, very comfortable. He builds it outside with sticks, shrubs. But he lays inside with cushion made of feathers of where he gathered them from. So it's very comfortable, but beyond that cushion is chuk-chuk. Amen. So after hatching, he goes out to look for food for them. From that height, he can see meat down. Carry it. And it is said that he feeds the young one mouth to mouth. Do you hear me? Stop seeing vision when I'm preaching. Or see vision with your eyes open. Praise the Lord. He keeps doing that. He will bring fresh meat. Bring it inside there. They will sit down there and then mouth to mouth. They're going to chop and chop up. After some time, one day the eagle will just come. That is the fluttering now. He will come to that nest, use breeze with his wings, scatter, remove all the cushion, remove everything. Oh, no, before he reached this stage, sorry. No, before he reached that stage, sorry. Before he reached that stage, he takes them on a cruise. He will just come and say, let's go on tour. He will carry them on his wings. He has very strong wings. Carry some here, carry some here. He'll be going around. This is the land. This is, see that rat where they go, na meat. You see that goat where they are, na meat. You see that bird where they are, na meat. If they see him, now here they can't get them. You don't see him, he will go back and keep them there and go and look for that meat where he showed them. Carry him, come and give him. After that, he will do that for some days, carry them again round. Then, one day, he will just come and carry them, go very high up. When he carry them very high up, because he has noticed that they now have wings, and the wings are meant to fly. The wings are meant to fly. Death and life is where? We all get a mouth. We all have a mouth to say something. If you say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast to the sea, and you will not doubt, but believe that what you say will come to pass, you will have what you say. The Bible says so. You have mouth. But every time, anything happens, the mouth you have, now cry, only they cry. When you are hungry, you will cry. When you are this, you will cry. You are thirsty, you will cry. That is a baby Christian. Small thing, cry. They carry your husband from you, cry. They attack you for night, cry. Your husband lost his job, cry. You have miscarriage, cry. No money to eat for house, cry. No school fees, cry. House rent, cry. Everything, cry. Headache, cry. Stomach pain, cry. Amen. And yet, he told Moses, why are you crying? What did he say you should do? Speak. Speak. And so the eagle will come one day and say, see this, what is the wings given to you for? It's for you to fly so that you too, you will look for food and eat. I will not be going to be doing the job when you are strong enough. The Bible said, be ye perfect. Even as your heavenly Father which is in heaven is perfect. The perfection there is mature. Be mature so that the Father can have confidence in you. And he will carry Then one day, in his wings, fly up, go high a little bit. Then he would take a bank and throw them away. And that is the stage that the Christian will say God has forgotten him. Father, why do you leave me like this? Why do you leave me in this condition? And then he will fly somewhere and they look you. While you are crying, you are thinking you are going to fall, you are finished. He will spread his wing again and carry them. Oh, glory be to God. And he'll be telling them, why are you crying? You have the wings, fly. Ha, I nearly died. Father, you forsake me. Father, you forsake me. They are the ones that run and give testimony. One witch came. Hey. Then I went to my prayer group. I called Prophet Joseph. I went to my prayer group. I ran to them. And then the witch, they pray, praise the Lord. The witch don't die. He will take them back. And when he does it 2-3 times, he discovered they are not ready to use that. He says, because you are comfortable now. Then he will come one day and is now driving them from their house. You want to be remaining inside that place. It's because anytime you come, you are comfortable there. He will use priests and scatter all the feathers. Now only sticks the dead there. If you lie down, chuck you here. You don't know, chuck you here. You don't know, chuck you here. That is when God moves you away from your comfort zone so that you will move to your destiny. Praise the Lord. He will force you. No matter how you cry, you're wasting your time. You will just sit down like this. The man went to the house, you say, brother, you don't stay long enough. I beg, park, come up from my house. Where will I go? He said, now you know, I beg. I house you now for 3 years. I beg, go look for your own house. You say this man is, brother, is wicked. It's not wicked. It's God that is doing it. Praise the Lord. There are some jobs that God wants to take you to a better place, but you want to remain a slave somewhere. You just call one day, they sack you from your work. But I pay my tithe regularly. If they pay your tithe regularly and God still made them to sack you, it is the eagle flustering her wings. Praise the Lord. Because you are destined to be better than what you are now. You're better than you can be better. You can be better. The potential to be better is in you. He has blessed us. What did he say in verse 3 of Ephesians chapter 1? What did he say?
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ.
Not some. You're only to reach out and claim it. Church, I repeat, the estate you are in now, you can be better. For those of you who think you are comfortable. Spiritually, you can be better. Materially, you can be better. Financially, you can be better. You can be better. No man or woman is ordained to be a houseboy, house girl forever. You are only passing through that place. There's something to learn there. You will soon be a madam so that you will know how to treat people who will walk with you. He make you to pass through that, your madam. Because you are going to marry now. Will you marry and stay with your madam? You can be better. You cannot serve forever. Amen. Your prayer life can be better. You say you cannot pray for up to 30 minutes. He will make you pray for 2 hours. It's because you have not found reason to pray. And without the prayer, he cannot move you. There are problems that come upon us. It is the eagle flustering her wings. And then they begin to cry. Hey, daddy. Then he says, if you don't like that place, go out. Go and make your own by yourself somewhere. Then they are now forced to go out. And when they go out, praise the Lord, they will soon discover that they can fly. They will soon discover that they can fly. I want you to note, the emphasis here is for you to know that some problems we go through, child of God, God is aware of it. If he's not stopping it, all things work together for good. It is the way of the eagle. We will continue next time. Our time is up. Can we stand up? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Stand up, we shall continue because I need to stress some things. Your faith muscles must come up again. You see me saying that when there is a need, there will be a supply. You think they're just empty words I'm speaking? I have confirmed it. Therefore, I am not shaken by anything. I am not shaken by anything, anything. I know, I am sure. That's why I don't get disappointed by anybody. If I expect you to help me and you don't help me, I don't get angry with you. You are not the source. You are not the source of my life. My provision don't come from you, it comes from God. I only thought because I'm close to you, you will help me. But since you didn't help me, it means there is somebody else, not you. I shouldn't hate you because of it. It's a revelation. That's why a Christian cannot hate somebody. You can't hate anyone. And if you have this revelation, there are some depths we enter into out of impatience. There are depths that we enter into out of impatience. Because you don't believe that God will do. You cannot wait for him to do it after you have prayed. Then you want to do it on your own. Then you add more problem upon yourself. By the time we finish this message, you'll be careful to pray this prayer, and yet everybody will pray, Lord, increase my faith. If God is going to increase your faith, he's going to put you through a trial. So be careful. Lord, increase my faith. You think you are trying to be humble. God will answer you. This is how faith is increased. He will take you through the paths. Our God is a God of principle. And we have to grow in it. It takes you one step after the other. One step after the other to gain experience. Because it is experience that gives you hope. So you must pass through some experience. When you hear somebody say, don't worry, God will do it. If he's only repeating what is written, then there will be nothing to confirm it. But when he's telling you, God will do it. When you hear me, somebody came. Say he has HIV, in fact, AIDS, a particular sister some years back. When I said, don't worry, God will heal you. She thought I was just talking so that she will have faith because she don't hear and tire. And she just said, hey, I said, this one no good believe. And suddenly I saw another sister that has her own case, was sweeping the church. I shouted and I said, come and tell this lady your testimony. And immediately he said, You get HIV, it's just open straight. I had HIV. My husband died of AIDS. The only child we had died of AIDS. And she here had the same condition. The husband died of AIDS. The child also died of AIDS. Now, see crocro all over her body. Hair don't chop all. AIDS, now death center. I think somebody saw her in a church. Yes, somewhere, and they directed her to Bride Assembly. And so at the altar, when I saw her, I said, what's your problem? She said, see. I said, don't worry, God will heal you. But immediately that girl, because that girl had the same problem, and I saw her, I gave an appointment to come for prayers that Friday night. I saw on a Tuesday, as I was walking, she was crying in one corner of the church. What is your problem? She said it, and this is why she's here crying. Somebody directed her to the church. I said, oh, we had closed. I said, see me on Friday. She came. That day, the floor was not cemented. It was all dust. And I heard in that vigil that everybody should sit down, and any prayer you pray sitting down, that he, God, will answer. I was looking, how will people come to church, sit down for dirty now? He repeated. So I told her, I said, now God talk to me. Oh, I'm not going to tell her not to do this. Before I finish talking, they said, what are you waiting for? Everybody sat down. And at the end of the service, the lady came to me. Oh, I am the one you said. I said, oh, you are the one. Did you sit down? He said, yes. Did you pray as the Lord directed? He said, yes. I said, I will use you to confirm the voice that talks to me. Go and check. And so she came back 2 days later rejoicing that she went to 4 different places. It was now negative, negative, negative. Now, listen, church. Now, I'm not among those pastors that package like light testimony. This testimony, I'm saying, the old members, you are aware of it. Now, we don't give testimony for HIV here. No, the glory goes to God because of the stigma. And so when that lady came and told her, that see, oh, because 3 months after, that same lady, the first lady, she was now checking her weight. When God will do, he will do it for everybody to know. She had to check her weight. And she was this huge person. But that AIDS had reduced her to skeleton. And as I'm talking now, she's married, she's overseas now. And so this particular sister, when she had that, her spirit came back. So I said, you see now, why I refer to it is, I was not telling her empty words. It's because I know he will do it. Because he has done it. That is faith. Eh?
Eh? The lady, Chizoba, that she thought that 2 stones and a lizard, dead lizard, and I brought her to you, you saw those things, and you told her you cannot testify because you are not married yet.
Yes.
To keep for your security reasons. He said, I don't want you to testify. She has HIV and was a virgin and has not slept with anybody. It was a projection.
Yes.
And I brought out to you the stones and the dead lizard after a
that came
of
out of
was
her.
Given.
Hallelujah.
You are talking about Sister Monica, a giant sister.
And you don't have to call
and
her
later,
name.
It's not
that I have forgotten her name.
She's not.
You don't have to call the name of the person. Yes.
She's married with 3 sisters now.
She's what?
She have 3 children now.
3 children. HIV free. Now, listen. And this sister, now, why I brought it up is to let you know that what gives us faith is experience. That's all I'm trying to say. And this sister that I'm talking about, God healed her. God restored her. She became so pretty. Nobody knew, only me and my PA knew her case, that she had AIDS, and God healed her. A minister in this church married her. Now, they have 3 or 4 children. Her sister is here. Her sister is in this church. I didn't say she should come out. Praise the Lord. But later on, some people got to know that she was. So that is what fuels our faith. That's what I'm saying. I prayed. I was sick without taking drugs. I prayed and God healed me. Just like that. No hangover. Nothing. You know, divine healing. No hangover. When the thing goes, it just go like that. Strength will come. From that day till today, 1989, till today, I have not gone to the hospital. Don't go to the hospital, Lord, until you have faith. But what gives you faith is the experience you have gone through. I have come to a situation where to beg, hey, I hate to remember those days. I suffered. Somebody who had the money before, now they beg. I suffered. But each time I pray, I will see myself in military training school. It was later on. And I would tell my wife, one day in that revelation, we were writing final exams. And when I came out of it, I didn't see the result. I told my wife, I said, you see that training where they tell you since how many years? We don't write final exam, but I don't know whether I pass or I fail. I don't know whether I fail or I pass. Hey, which country is this? I foresee results now. When will this training end? It was God training me in faith. And after that, 1 month after that, something happened that changed my life. Praise the Lord. They appointed my friend a military governor. And I was the one selecting which contract I wanted. The man didn't know that the director general of the Ministry of Work was my cousin. So he will tell me any work, when they plan anything, say, then I'll go and meet the governor. Hey, that work, when I want to say, hello, how did you know? I said, just give it to me. I went down. Just give it to me. I was the one selecting work now. I began to top up. After the training. No matter what I went through, I did not deny him. That would be the emphasis. It allow him to have his way in your life. That is the way of the eagle in the air. It is to train you. It's to train you. I'm praising all. Now upward way. Oh, a new heights and you will be making. I am an eagle, I can fly. I am an eagle, I can fly. Another statement you'll be making is, and that is common in my mouth, it is well. It is well. There are two powerful statements. Especially, it is well. Don't say because I say it. I know it is well. For all this work together for good, I know something good is coming out from the situation I am going through. It is well. Turn and look at your neighbor. It is well. 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 Hallelujah. Let the angel of the Lord wake this sister. See, I believe there are angels that work not only with me, including you. Eh? And when you tell them to do something, they will do it. Let the angel of the Lord wake her up. Wherever you take her to, bring her back now. The husband won't carry and go house. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. They don't carry and go Osho. Oh, oh no. Let's just bring her back now.
The joy of human soul.
You know, it's a minister's wife. If you say, now any of these sisters, where they gossip us for church, you go, carry on. But if they respect her now, the minister wife.
Now I know he touched me.
Why won't you come and help her? Stand up, you are free. Stand up and check. I checked that nonsense that was disturbing you. What did happen? Where they carry you go? I mean, we want close. Oh, hear your testimony later. Come and anoint her. Prophet Dayo, come on. Prophet Boboye, come and anoint her.
The hand of Jesus.